Making amends. How do you envision the conference topics to assist us in this process? I believe all the topics that's on the panel or up for discussion is about making amends, or have you made amends? There's three types of amends that we deal with, living amends, direct amends, and indirect amends. All these amends are something that each individual in here should be doing for the crimes that we committed. Indirectly, we can do a lot of things. We can take groups. We can go to school. We can learn about our behavior that got us into it. That's indirectly. Directly, we can make amends by being able to pay our restitution to the victims, writing remorse letters to the victims. I believe there are programs out there who have victims and victimizers where they meet together and they are able to discuss their remorse or discuss their dismay and their hatred and then come to some type of forgiveness or some type of closure. So I believe that's needed. I also believe a living amends. A living amends means you constantly, your daily lifestyle is showing that you are regretful for the crime that you committed, which got land you in prison, or the crimes that you committed that you haven't got caught for, or haven't got arrested for, excuse me, that landed you where you can say, hey, I'm doing this because in the past I did that, and I don't want to continue to go that route. So I believe making amends is key for a person that says, I truly regret my maladaptive behavior, and now I'm accepting being a positive pro-social person in society.